Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So this past weekend, I'm shopping for a bike for my seven-year-old daughter. And there's a few places I could have gone to look for a bike. There's Walmart, that would have been the low-end option. There's Canadian Tire or Sport Check, names my fellow Canadians would recognize. Those would be mid-range options. And then there's a specialty bike shop near my house, and that would be the high-end option. So I decided to begin my search at the high-end specialty bike shop because deep down, I knew that I wouldn't feel good about buying anything but the best bike for my daughter. So I walk into the store and I am ready, just ready to be sold to. I'm a bike salesman's dream come true. Walk in there with my daughter and we're looking at bikes and I'm explaining to the salesperson what our needs are. You know, I want my daughter to be able to come mountain biking with me. So I want a bike that's got shock absorbers and will be able to handle the trails. I want something high quality because I've got three girls and this bike is going to get passed down to the other two. It's got to last a long time. And at one point I even came out and asked, why shouldn't I go to another store and buy a cheaper bike? Honestly, it was the easiest sale this guy has ever made. 30 minutes later, we were walking out of there with a bike that is frankly more expensive than mine, and my daughter is on top of the world. And I've been thinking about why was that such an easy sale? How did I let myself get sold to so easily? And I think there are three important lessons we can all learn. The first is you've got to understand why the buyer came to you in the first place. The moment I walked into that store, they knew why I was there. If I wanted a cheap bike, I would have gone to Walmart. The fact that I walked into that store is a clear signal that I want an expensive bike. So the assumption behind our conversation was I'm someone who's looking for the best. Now, the same is true for your conversations with buyers. The very fact that you're having the conversation means something, and it's your job to understand what that something is and then use that as a starting point for the conversation. So one of the questions that I ask in the earlier part of a buying conversation is, why me? I want to understand why the buyer chose to talk to me and not somebody else. Second lesson is you want to uncover the emotional game. Now, this is where the bike salesman fell short, but frankly, he didn't need to because I was so aware of my own emotional game. My emotional game through this purchase was the feeling that comes with buying a high-end bike for my daughter. It's feeling like a good father, encouraging my daughter to be active, and going mountain biking with her on a bike that can handle the trails. That's what I was really buying. The bike is just a vehicle to achieve those emotional gains. And this is true for whatever you're selling as well. You think you're selling a service, but you're actually selling an emotional gain that your buyer realizes through your service, and you've got to uncover what that is through the sales process. Third lesson is you've got to contrast alternatives. So I asked that question about why not buy a cheaper bike? And I knew the answer, but I wanted validation. The answer was it's not going to last as long, they usually run into problems, and it won't perform as well as a higher quality bike. But I knew that already. But hearing that from the salesperson validated for me that I was making the right choice. So when you're interacting with a buyer, you don't want to wait for them to ask for a comparison between your service and the competition. You want to force that comparison. You want to draw out what the buyer's alternatives are and then give them the facts as to how your solution or your service measures up. And part of this is being open and honest with the buyer about what's actually best for them, even if that means they shouldn't buy from you. So three lessons on salesmanship from my experience buying a bike for my seven-year-old daughter. If you've got any questions or comments or perspectives you want to share, drop them in the comments. Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.